We want to turn in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 2, and we want to continue the thought on, Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, but I want to continue the thought about faith, and so I've kind of titled this message, God's Plan for Victory Takes Faith. Now, I want to, as you're turning, I want to kind of preface that statement that God's plan is going to be victorious no matter what, because it's God's plan. But for us to follow God's plan, then it takes faith. And so I've mentioned before, and I'll kind of make mention that we have a privilege of serving the Lord. We have a privilege of working for Him. We have a privilege, no matter how big or how small, it's our privilege to do so. But God doesn't need us, in a sense, for things to happen. Because everything that happens when it comes to working for the Lord and serving Him and following His leadership and all those things, it's God that's doing it. And it's God that is working. And so where faith comes in is faith is for us, not for God. So that's why, you know, as I thought about this title that I've titled this message, God's Plan for Victory Takes Faith. That is not faith as far as where God is concerned. It is faith that we do as God directs. It's faith that we do and where our faith is in Him. And so the book of Joshua has actually got several, so much of the book of Joshua. It talks about people. It talks about lives. It talks about leadership. It talks about hindrances. It talks about plans. It talks about, you know, so many things. And we consider our daily life, and, you know, we somewhat get into a routine in our daily life. We, you know, we get up and we do you know, what we usually do, and maybe we have a place to go, maybe we don't. Maybe we, you kind of know what your routine is. And sometimes we don't really think about where faith lies and faith in our lives. When we think about faith, a lot of times it's when maybe problems happen in our life, or when maybe tragedy, or maybe news, or maybe a concern that you have. And then we kind of think about faith. But, you know, faith is something that we should really hold to every single day in every aspect of our life, because it takes faith. And so as we look here at this verse, we're going to share a few verses with you in this passage. But as we look here in this verse, I want to kind of consider what is taking place, or what the plan is. And so in verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." Now, God's already done the work. God has orchestrated the plan. But it still takes Joshua to react. It takes Joshua to proceed. It takes Joshua to move. It takes Joshua to follow. It takes Joshua to step out, as we many times have to step out on faith. And so God's already done the work. God's already done the work. And you know, we're going to make reference to, you know, this passage of and the walls and so on. But God's already done the work. And God's already said, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. So God's already done the work, and we just have to follow. Or Joshua just has to follow. Well, if you really stop and think about it, when it comes to our salvation, and when it comes to an individual's salvation, God's already done the work. You know, God's, you know, Jesus Christ has already died on the cross, and the payment has been made. He's rose on the third day. Death, hell, and the grave was conquered. And so God's already done the work, but for us to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we must believe and accept by faith. So God's already done the work, just as He has here. And that's why I believe that God's plan for victory takes faith. So let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. Thank You for this opportunity. We do pray for those that were mentioned, those needs, Lord, that were mentioned, and even those that weren't. Lord, we do pray for those that are watching and viewing online, that the needs that they may have in their lives and their the conditions that they deal with, and so we pray for them. But Lord, we just pray that You'll help us tonight. Help us just to get a few things that will cause our faith to become stronger. And Lord, even evaluate where we are in our lives. So Father, I pray that You'll help us tonight, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Lord said to Joshua, that really is the key to success. Following the Lord, allowing the Lord to direct, allowing the Lord to speak, and Joshua got his direction. You see, God had a plan for the children of Israel. But with that plan, there was hindrances. With that plan, there were obstacles. With that plan, there were challenges. And believe it or not, when I start thinking about the walls that came down, do you know, there's an obstacle if you really stop and think about it. We have hindrances, we have obstacles, we have challenges. But I think one of our obstacles many times is the obstacle of the mind. And what I mean by that is that when you start looking beyond and you start looking at those walls, then you start thinking to yourself, if you're not careful, you start thinking to yourself, how in the world is this going to happen? How in the world am I going to get through this? How in the world? And I, you know, we're just a measly group of people that God's getting ready to tell to circle the wall, and you know kind of what the plan was. And these thick walls, how in the world? And a lot of times, some of our worst hindrances is the things that we see in our minds. There's a word called, and it's a simple word, but it has a tremendous meaning, and that is the word if. If. If can be a hindrance when God's giving us direction and when God's telling us we need to do something. Because we start thinking about what if, and then we could, you know, I'm not even going to begin to tell you the things that come with what if. Because it happens to all of us if we're honest with ourselves. What if? But we must remember that it was God's plan. It was God that orchestrated the plan. And so there is a key to victory. And if we don't get anything else, there's a key to victory. And that is simply, and the Lord said. That is the key to victory. And the Lord said. And the Lord said. So I'm going to give you just a few things tonight before we read our missionary letter. I'm going to give you just a few things tonight pertaining to faith, pertaining to victory, and pertaining to God's plan. And the first, and these are kind of simple if you really stop and think about it, but sometimes the simplest things are the hardest things. So the first thing I want to make mention is, how do we have victory? Well, it takes faith. God's plan. We need to listen to the Lord. Just simply listen. When Joshua was by Jericho, he saw a man with a drawn sword in his hand. And we see that in chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in the hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us, or art thou our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And then Joshua fell down on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant?" So he needed to listen to the Lord. He needed to listen. But I noticed, and as I was reading over it this afternoon, after coming home, I was reading over this message and reading over the things that I had studied. And there is a key, to where he says, "What saith my Lord unto thy servant?" So before the question was ever asked, there's one thing that he did, and he worshiped. Do you know our faith can become stronger when we worship? When we worship the Lord, our faith can become stronger. Joshua fell down on his face before the Lord, and he asked the question, "What saith the Lord unto thy servant?" But he worshiped before asking the question. He worshiped before getting the direction. And that speaks of a relationship. That speaks of a relationship. You know, having a relationship helps us trust. Having a relationship helps us trust. And it's not that we're not trusting God, but it's that we're building our faith. And I'm not talking about the relationship, because obviously everything begins at our salvation. Everything begins with knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And that's where everything begins, and we understand that tonight. But our worship and our fellowship with Him strengthens our faith. It strengthens our faith. And so, you know, somebody might tell you to do something, and they might tell you and I'm trying to think of something I'll give you for instance. The first time, and I'm gonna put the preacher on the spot. It just came to my mind, and he's wondering what in the world am I gonna say, because he'll probably say something in Sunday school. But the very first time that he and I went fishing, and I won't talk about the birds again and all that. Everybody knows that story. But the very first time we went fishing, and we were down at Tuckertown, and so we had went under the bridge, and he'd done had the episode with the birds and dropping on him and all that. But he said, "Go over there. I've caught fish over there before." I've never fished it. So I was putting my trust in what he said before I turned the boat in the direction of where he said to fish. Now, we had never fished before, so I didn't know if he knew what he was talking about or not. Okay? And because he told me of different stories about him, you know, a boat turning over, and he had all kinds of episodes. And to be honest with you, I didn't want to be one of his stories. Okay? I didn't want to be one of his stories. So I didn't know if I needed to believe him or not about fishing over there. Well, as we worked the bank line, sure enough, the very first time we went, we caught a few fish. So as we built on this, we were already, he was the pastor, I was a member, and we already had built a bond of a friendship. Okay, we had already built that. But then you begin to building the trust as we communicate, as we spend time together. And so as we went, you know, beyond that fishing trip, and we did catch a few, but as we built beyond, then the next time that we were able to go, then it was a little easier. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, God's God. And God's, look, we worship Him. We love Him. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. But when it comes to our faith, then we need to build our faith. And we build our faith on trust. And we build our trust on relationship. And we build our relationship on spending time with them and trusting. We already know God said it. But we still have to trust because we have to put feet to our faith. And that's what Joshua was having to do. He was having to put feet to his faith because God already gave him direction. God already told him what to do. And he asked the question, but it began with worship. It began with that building of that, strengthening that relationship, and we strengthen the relationship by worship. And we strengthen the relationship as we worship to trust. To trust. Joshua fell down on his face before the Lord. What saith my Lord unto the servant? And so as he asked that question, he found direction. He found a plan, which was God's plan, and he found help. Because anything that is planned and orchestrated by God, and we're getting our direction from God and listening to God, we're always going to have help. We're always going to have help. God doesn't put us on a little island out there somewhere and say, do this on your own. But there's always going to be help. Who gave this plan? It was God. God gave the plan. So it's easy. You remember that word if? It's easy to think about the what ifs. It's easy to think about the possibilities of things going wrong. But if it's God's plan, how can it go wrong? If it's God's plan, how can it go wrong? And that brings up point two. When we listen and when we follow, we're leaning on the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord. You see, he received the will of the Lord. His will was given to Joshua. The will of the Lord for Joshua and Israel was for them to cross over the Jordan and conquer Jericho. And so that was his will. So they had to follow. So as we worship, as we follow, and as we build our faith, then we are finding his will. One of the most popular questions that people have, and I heard this a lot when I was at Piedmont, but one of the popular questions was, as people talked, was, how do I know God's will for my life? How do I know God's will for my life? And I asked that question many times as well. And there were some that would say, get along with God. There was some that would say, spend time with God. There was some that would say, follow, get in your Bible and follow what the Lord's leadership is. But there was also some that would say, when you were talking to an individual, this happened to me, this is a true story. And I was talking to what I felt like the person was should know because of the years of ministry of themselves. And I asked them a question about God's will for my life. And they looked at me and said, oh, no, that's not God's will. How did they know? How did they know that wasn't God's will? And actually, later on in life, see, that hindered me for almost a year and a half. Those statements, because I was holding to that. Okay, it's not God's will. And then I found out a year and a half later that it was God's will. The way we know God's will, we can find help and we can get help and we can get direction and we find godly people to do that. But in reality, God's going to speak to you. And we find it in His Word. Joshua's had the will of God. Joshua had to listen. Joshua had to follow. Joshua had to do. But he knew what God's will was. And that's the turning point of a life, is when you know it's God's will and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, we must follow the will of the Lord. How can we learn God's will for our life? We must allow Him to speak, and we must hear what He says. We might need to stop, and we might need to get somewhere in a prayer closet somewhere or a quiet place, and we might say, Lord, I don't know what to do. So many times, if we're not careful, we try to outthink God. We try to outthink Him and we say, okay, if I do this, then I'm going to see fruit. Or if I do that, then I'm going to do this. And then we have these ideas when in fact, if we're not careful, we get ahead of God. You see, Joshua was getting ready to get the will of the Lord and get direction. But if Joshua would have done anything in the people of Israel, if they'd have done anything different than what God said, I don't believe the walls would have come down. And so it's important for us not to get ahead of God, no matter how anxious we are. No matter how we see things around us that is happening, and we see things, you know, the what ifs, what if this happens and what if that happens, and we start thinking about the what ifs instead of slowing down and saying, God, what is your will? What do you want me to do? And we wait for His leadership rather than orchestrating a plan ourselves. Joshua had a plan. And so the next point is, we need to listen and love God's plan. And what I mean by that is, we may not be very comfortable in the things that we're doing, but when it's God's plan, then we can love it because it's God's plan. And He's not going to set us out there to fail. The Lord told Joshua what He would do. How to be victorious over Jericho. He would go in a certain way, and we don't have time to go through this whole, but let me challenge you to read chapter 6. But he would have to go in a certain way. He would have to march a certain way. And on the seventh day, go around seven times, sound the trumpets, and all the people shout. This was God's plan. This was God's plan. This was what they were supposed to do. Verse 3 of chapter 6 says, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thou shalt thou shalt thou do 6 days. In other words, that's the beginning of God's plan. And they had to follow God's plan. But we do that by faith. We do that by faith. God's given the word, so we do it by faith. You know, sometimes we don't allow our faith to strengthen us because we try to outplan God. Instead of saying, Lord, I'm not sure what to do here, so I'm going to put this in your hands and I'm going to have faith that you're going to give me direction, or I'm going to have faith that you're going to work this out. Faith brings victory. Joshua followed this plan and victory was found. And victory came from the Lord. Victory didn't come from the marching. Victory didn't come from all these things. Victory came because Joshua listened, Joshua followed, but victory came from the Lord. It was the Lord that brought the victory. Therefore, we should never hold our heads up high and say, look at what I did. Because God did it. God had a plan. Joshua just had to follow that plan. So we need to live, and this is kind of a simple thing, but we need to live the wishes of the Lord. In other words, we need to live the direction of the Lord. God gave the plan for victory, and Joshua had to live that plan. What if he would have said, what if Joshua would have said, I can't? What if Joshua would have said, it's too hard? What if Joshua would have said, it seems unreasonable to do as he said? Do you realize how that Joshua would have affected a whole lot of people if he would have took that approach? Victory wouldn't happen. But God is in control. God has a plan. And it was time for him to live that plan. It was time for him to live that plan. And I bring this up again, but sometimes we live more of the what ifs than we do his plan. The what ifs. And then lastly tonight, when we listen, we look for victory because it's God's plan. You know, the things we do, if we're following the Lord and things don't work the way that we think they should, and we're in God's will and we're doing what God wants to do, it's not a failure if we're following God's will. And if we're following what God, you know, God raises people up to go through difficult situations. But in raising people up to go through difficult situations, people are watching us, and it might be for the help or for the stability of the next person that takes our place in life. So victory comes from the Lord. And so Joshua followed the Lord. He listened to the Lord. He was obedient to the Lord. And he lived God's will. And victory came. I believe based upon what the Word of God says and based upon God's direction, and I'm going to make a bold statement, but victory had to come because it was God that did it. Victory had to come because he followed all the things that God told him to do. Victory had to come. Verse 20 says of chapter 6, so the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Let me remind you that God had already said, see, I have given into thine hands Jericho. God had already made that statement. And by his obedience and by his faith, they lived it. They lived it. God's plan for victory takes faith. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the valuable lessons that you teach us through someone else's life. Help us to be that obedient. Help us to not get ahead. Help us to not plan things ourselves, but help us to follow you. We pray that our faith will grow. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.